Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:40 and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business.
Nice.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Well-deserved golf clap there for Fremont Bank. All right, so I don't have a lot of stories to tell you about coronavirus, as we've maybe, at least for the time being, kind of reached a plateau. It does appear to be that they're in the process of working on those vaccines, and that's the next thing that's going to bring us real relief, and they're getting close. So if that brings you any kind of renewed hope, then I'm glad I said it. But right now, there's no definitive, you know, here's when we're going to get that, and it totally works, bro. Don't worry about it. I don't have that for you. So, unfortunately.
Don't worry. Trigon daughter. She lived.
Right. Yeah.
Does not have COVID. It's okay. Don't. Just relax, everyone. Relax.
What was that? That was like my favorite story last week. Was that last week?
Last week or the week before, right. There. Yeah. You know. Oh, here in Mother Russia, we have, don't worry, we'll solve all world's problems.
Right.
And start with daughter.
I should also mention real quick, because many of you know I've been displaced by the CZU Lightning Complex fire here in Santa Cruz. The crews, the men and women, and convicts that have been fighting the fire have done great work on our behalf, and I can't thank them enough. And obviously, I've said that for many years, they're the heroes. The day-to-day life heroes that we get to see and meet.
For sure.
And they're there when we need them, and they have been there. The fire now is at 21% contain, it looks like I'm going to get to go home sometime this weekend. That's, you know, that sound is me knocking on wood, but yep. I, you know, broadcasting from home has been a challenge. And having to run from that home to another one and bring what I can has made things even more challenging. So I look forward to getting back.
And it's hopefully just such a relief that you have a house to get home to, right? I mean, it's...
Agreed, absolutely, yes. Mm. But anyway, that's the 21% contained is real good news. And I believe they've made similar gains on the fires in the North Bay and elsewhere. So... there's a big fire in Carmel as well. Did you see by the way, any of the overhead shots from satellite footage of the smoke over California?
It's incredible. It just looks like we live on a desert plain. It's all just, it's so sad. It's super depressing.
It's covered in gray. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. So that was what I drove through when I took my mom home. So I got to see it firsthand, but seeing it from above is what I expected, which is we are smoke through most of the state. It's not good. All right.
It's pretty dramatic, those photos.
Yeah, they are, for sure. So I saw this story and wondered if this is something you dealt with. I know you and your mom have a tendency towards disagreeing about things, but, you know, grandparents also have to be careful how much they meddle because they want access.
Right.
They sure don't want access pulled.
No.
According to this story, they say that about half of parents say they've clashed with their parents or their in-laws about parenting techniques for their child. One out of seven say that they're even limiting the amount of time their kids spend with those grandparents because of the arguments, which is the reason not to, you know, get in the middle of a parent and child situation, is because you don't want that parent to say, that's it. I can't be in the middle of a fight with my kid and also have
and
grandma
have you,
saying,
you know what you should do?
Right.
Well, back in my day, here's what we did. Yeah, we definitely had that. I assume you have that as well. I actually don't know how you can escape it. I mean, unless you already had a super contentious relationship and the person just looking for a reason to get rid of mom and dad, you know?
Yeah, I haven't had any of that. I think that both grandmas who are coming around fairly regularly are really happy to be grandmas and really happy for the access they've been provided. And they seemed, we all bow to mama. Mama's in charge. That's the deal. So she gets to decide how things go. The one thing I was involved in as far as the decision making goes is we're not hitting these kids. So beyond that, I've sort of just let mom do everything. But that was my move was, look, we're not hitting the kids, period. So grandma
was
doesn't get
any
to hit
argument.
Him.
I mean, that's
no,
just...
no arguments at all. But that was just sort of my line was, look, I grew up with that. And the amount of respect you lose for your parent when they're doing that to you is far, far worse than whatever gain you think you got by swatting them on the behind. Right. So anyway, the arguments end up about disciplining the kids, which is number one, meals and snacks. Screen time, manners, which is a big one at my house. We're working on those all the time. There's a lot of things that are done for kids where they go grab it, put their mouth on that drink or into that food, and you go, hold on. How about a thank you first? Oh, yeah, thanks. Okay, well.
I want that to occur to you before you have guzzled half of it.
Uh-huh. Health and safety, bedtime, and sharing of photos and info on social media, which is I've heard those arguments in the past. Not we haven't had them, but there's no doubt that's another one where you've heard grandma post too many pictures, or and now suddenly mom feels like she's got to protect her kid's image because grandma's going whatever. So I can see all that.
Yep.
17% of people say when they've confronted the grandparents and asked them to respect their parenting style, the grandparents gave them a hard no. So that's 17%
that said, tough.
Sorry, you're not doing it right. I can't help but tell you you're doing it wrong.
Well, I can help but tell you you're not coming over here anymore.
Right.
The thing is, sometimes people are so under their parents' thumbs that it's, you know, by the time they have their own kids, the grandmother and grandfather might as well be raising them. My sister got in a huge thing with her in-laws. I can't really say too much about it, but they...
Why not?
Because it's not my story to tell, and it's, you know...
We don't know her in-laws. Who are they? Yeah, we don't know. Whatever.
But you know her, and it's, you know... But boy, as soon as you brought that up, I'm like, I know somebody whose entire relationship blew to smithereens over what they were... And of course, I only heard her side of it, and it did sound pretty bad. I was like, oh, well, those kids don't get to go over there anymore.
Yeah, she's the mom. Her side is the only side that matters.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's
a little crazy. You know, she's a, I don't trust her.
Oh,
just saying, I only heard her side. I didn't talk to anybody. But I do know some other stuff about her in-laws that I was like, I can see that.
Wow. Tina's a little crazy. Boy, that smarts, doesn't it, Teener?
That Teener's not listening. Teener's busy.
Doing what?
Stuff in Florida.
Uh-huh. I bet you they're listening. Anyway.
I know my mom is. My mom will probably write me right now and go, I know. Tina is kind of crazy.
Oh, my God. She will not.
Yeah, she will.
Anyway, this is an annual poll. I thought it's lighthearted and fun, but according to a travel website poll, people ranked the sexiest and least sexy American accents, and Texas wins as the sexiest accent 2 years running.
All right.
Texas, everyone.
Please. It's Boston all the way. Everybody knows that.
Boston is the sexiest?
Yeah.
Hold the, actually, yeah. Boston came in third. I'm actually surprised.
I'm actually really surprised by that.
In fact, Philly came in, what is that, seventh place, which shocked by as well.
Hey, you guys, you going to go down to the club tonight? We're going to go down to Shua.
I loved my time in Philly. That's where you and I first worked together, and you'd think I was there for years the way I romanticize it. I was there for 6 months, and yet there wasn't one person I wanted to date when I lived there.
You didn't date the whole time, and there was that one girl who was throwing herself on you. She was holding your beer between her boobs at one point, like, please notice me.
I was like, not one girl that I wanted to date when I was there. So there is definitely, it's just.
Hey, you guys want to go on a date, huh?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It is. It's not. Here they are. The sexiest U.S. accents are Texas, New York, Boston, Alabama, Chicago, California, Philadelphia, Maine. They say the Northwest and Kentucky.
Yeah, I think that what we can all really draw from this is that there aren't a whole lot of sexy accents in America.
Right.
I mean, let's face it.
They were scraping the barrel just to get the five.
Right. If
New Jersey was named the least sexy accent.
Oh, well, and it's so close to Philly, and that was number seven.
It's wicked spot. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it. Foxborough? Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The Harbor?
Are you kidding me? I packed it and then unpacked it.
All right.
Yeah, sexy.
Those are all famous people with their sexy Boston accents.
On the worst 10, California's Valley Girl is in there, so I don't disagree with that.
Oh, my God. Gnarly to the max. Or is it Grody to the max? Grody to the max.
Grody to the max. The bummer is all that vocal fry stuff is pretty Californian as well, and I would say that is...
pervasive. That's everywhere now.
That's pretty awful.
Even in Texas, we're doing that now. Give me an English accent or I'll take a German accent. I think anything's sexier than most American accents.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent us today. And by the way, we love hearing from you. So text us, 800-400-3697. 510 says, Vin, I hear you. I have an 8 and 10-year-old, and I constantly remind them to say please and thank you. And now I notice they say it on their own. Yeah, that's the goal. But unfortunately, just like every parent in the history of the world, you have to hound someone to get that into them.
Right.
And so it's a war you fight, wearing them down and getting it into them to the point where they reflex.
Right.
You know?
Because they just, they can't take it anymore. The nice thing is you send them out into the world, and even though they don't say please and thank you at the house the way you'd like them to, you hear reports from other parents like, oh, your kid is so polite. I'm like, he is?
That's great, right?
That's good news. Maybe they're all keyed up. You know, they're in somebody else's house and they're on their best behavior. Because they're not at home.
That's what you hope for.
Yep.
804 says, sounds like my in-laws. They were a huge influence in us not having kids because they suck. Wow, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ended up having kids in part because of the grandparents' desire for them. I mean, I definitely took that into consideration as I was.
Vinny, I'm going to need you to move your hips with intention.
I don't think that conversation happened, but yes.
I'm going to show. Let mommy show you how it's done. Okay.
No, don't be. Don't.
I know.
I take
it back. I walk it back. Of course, Sandy. That was Maka. Not Sandy. Sandy would never.
Oh, okay. That's Maka.
At least you're not related to her by blood, you know. Let me just show you. Well, we had an incest story today. I couldn't resist.
Come on, Vinny. While you didn't want kids, you love them. So be an equal partner and step up and stop putting burden entirely on your wife to discipline and raise kids. Oh, I'm raising them. Do not worry. Just because we bow to her decision-making process, especially with food they eat, doesn't mean I haven't had to do more than my share. And believe me, thanks to the pandemic, I've done way more than I ever agreed to. Way more. Thank you.
We had a deal.
Way more. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.